You know, he's had a great attitude. The guy's been tremendous with, you know, with the events he's gone through and the challenges he's faced. And so, you know, been good attitude and done a good job so far.
Now that he's here and you look back, I know you communicated with him while he was in Miami still. Mm-hmm. Did you ever realistically think he'd be back and be able to be a presence?
As time went on, yeah. Yeah, I did. You know, when no one knew, you know, and he didn't know, and it was, you know, was concerned about a lot of things, you know, his career and, you know, his life, everything, you know, from the very beginning, you know. The guy had he was wondering if he was going to live, you know, when it first happened. So, but as time went on, yeah, I felt comfortable that he's going to be able to get back in here, and we're back now, and we're started, and we'll keep adjusting to, you know, what's best for him.
What can you do as a coach, you know, with techniques and things? I mean, is this uncharted territory for you also to help him with that?
Yeah, this thing didn't come with a set of instructions how to do it, you know, how to fight through it. And so we're working each day. You know, he's working with Ronnie Barnes each day, you know, trying to adjust his glove and get comfortable with it. And so we're going through each, you know, practice by practice and keep trying to adjust to get him comfortable and he continues to get better.
And as far as the techniques that you can help him with, you know, I mean, is it techniques, one-handed techniques? Is it how to use that in different ways?
Well, yeah, how to use his hand as much as we can, you know. The biggest thing that we've tried to work, and, you know, it would have been nice to have training camp to work on those techniques. You really don't have a lot of time to work on technique with the way practices are structured during season. So, you know, we a little bit of trial and error. But his attitude could not be better. I mean, he's just coming here in the right frame of mind, and you know, he's working through everything that we put out there, and so he's done a good job with that.
The pass rush has obviously looked better in the last five quarters. Would seem a lot has to do with him and his presence. Is that accurate, or are there other factors?
Yes. He's, you know, when he's out there, they know he's out there, and it helps everyone else. And so, yeah, he's had some really good pressures, and he had the sack that was taken away yesterday on a tough call. But if he continues to do what he is doing right now, things are going to work out.
If you look at the statistics, one of the things I've noticed is there hasn't been a lot of tackles. I mean, is it he's learning how to tackle again?
Well, I wouldn't say that. He hadn't had a whole lot of opportunities. You know, there's been a couple of plays in each game that I felt like it really was a factor of him not making the tackle, which he had an assist on one, but, you know, the old JPP would have, you know, shed the tight end and come off and made the play, you know. So, but for the most part, there hadn't been that many opportunities. He's just got to continue to work, you know, using that thing, and he does. You see him every once in a while, you know, shy away from it. And I ask him, you know, if it hurts. No, it doesn't hurt. It's just hard to get used to using it, you know. And we just got to continue to work on blow delivery and things that we work on in practice, and until he gets more and more comfortable. And there was a couple times yesterday I thought he used both hands and just, you know, shocked people at the line of scrimmage, but he was inconsistent with that.
How much of that, I mean, since he's been on the field, you've been using airs in tandem with him at tackle. It seems like it's really ignited airs as well. I mean, is that kind of the idea that his presence is not only helping himself, but, I mean, now you're able to do things off of that?
No doubt.
Brought Nikita in. They ran the stunt last week in Tampa. That seemed to get a big hit on Winston.
Yeah.
I mean, that kind of thing, is that just going to progress in your mind over the next couple of
weeks?
Yeah,
we hope so. That's what we're trying to do. You know, he does help everyone else. I mean, there's no doubt. It opens some things up for Robert. Robert can move inside more, in which, you know, that's what he does best is rush inside. And so having him back certainly opens up other opportunities for everybody else.
You get JPP back about the same time you lose Jonathan Hankins off the line. How big a blow is that?
That was a tough one. Now, I tell you, that's a tough one. And you know, in our meeting room, you know, Jonathan's such a big part of our group, you know, and he's such a solid player. He's one of those guys that's not going to show up every day on the stat sheet, But he's another one that causes other people to make plays. And that was a tough loss for us. And, yesterday I thought Marcus Coon had probably his best game as a Giant. And, he's shown up. Jay Bromley is doing some good things. And then, Hughes came in and had some good reps for us. He probably had about a dozen reps. And so they've got some big shoes to fill with Hank.
How was Bromley coming along? GPP sack that was called back in the penalty. Who was called for hands to the face?
You're going to have to ask the officials on that one. That's a tough one. I can't answer that. I'll get fined.
No one looked like there's not listed on this.
It looked like to me that they had hands in our face, but I don't know. The officials saw it different, so I can't afford to pay the fine, so I'm not going to say anything else.
It wasn't on the call. They didn't announce who it was on, but it didn't seem to be on JPP.
No. Yeah. No, it looked like that Robert Ayers' head almost come off. So, but I don't know. I don't know. Where I can't see anything else on the tape, so that was a tough call.
How's Bromley coming along?
Jay's coming along. He had a big game a couple weeks ago. I thought yesterday he could have played a little bit better, but I thought he had a couple opportunities to make a couple plays yesterday. But he's got to continue to get better, and we lost Hankins, and it's a great opportunity for him. And that guy works every day, does exactly what you ask him to do, and I love coaching him, and he's got to continue to improve.
Did you run Kerry into the ground a little bit too much earlier in the year? Because it seems like he's slowed down a little bit.
I don't know about that. The last couple games, the thing that Kerry's got to improve on is pass rush. And the last couple games, it's been, they've been winging the ball all over the yard. And so, I felt like yesterday when he was in there, I thought he was, he did a good job. And he's another one that these next six games has got to come through big for us. And he does a great job in the run game, outstanding job in the run game. He's just got to continue to work on his pass rush technique and triggering to the pass, on off play action pass and things like that. And he's a solid young player.
JPP, we talked about before, you said you might have left him a little too long yesterday. Going forward, do you think you have to limit him a little bit and kind of be cautious with that?
Yeah, I just got to keep an eye on it. Yesterday there was a couple times I wish I would have just pulled him out and rest even just a minute. And throughout his career, it's always been good to get him over and talk to him a little bit. And when he goes back in, it just seems to clear him up a little bit. He plays faster, and yesterday I thought at times he wasn't playing as fast, not necessarily loafing, he just wasn't playing fast mentally, and when he's playing fast, he's hard to deal with.
It seems like when he first came back, nobody was really sure how much he was going to work in and what he was going to be, but once you got a look at him, it's like the expectation levels kind of shot up a little bit.
Yeah, we went into the Tampa game, and I knew, I told him I was going to keep him about 15 reps the first half. And, at halftime, he felt good, and I felt his presence out there. And, he ended up playing probably a little bit more than I expected to in that first game, too. But the quarterback and the left tackle knew he was out there. And, when you feel that, it makes everybody else, it opens up opportunity for everyone else.
Is he getting doubled as much as he used to?
He got a lot of chips yesterday. Yeah, and even in Tampa, but he was getting chipped, and they were helping out there. And which, again, that opened up some things for Robert and Cullen inside. And, when that happens, and they've got to, they got to step to the plate.
He's about 10 pounds lighter, right?
Yes, he
so
is.
How does that affect it? I mean, what do you see for him strength?
I like where his weight is. The thing we got to do is just keep working on his technique with his hand, and he's going to keep Ronnie. They're going to keep altering the glove until he gets more and more comfortable, which will only help and getting more comfortable putting his hand in there. And he does it at times, and he doesn't at times, and we just got to keep working through that.
What's the end game with that equipment? I mean, will he? I thought he was going to use the glove in the game. He ended up using the club.
Well, we're hoping to get to a softer cast, softer glove,
right.
To where we can grip a little bit. But it's what he's comfortable. He's got he feels comfortable with, and we just keep adjusting. And like I said, this whole thing we're a little bit of trial and error. We don't have any instructions to go by, and so we'll keep letting him. And he and Ronnie are constantly working on it, and Lee Weiss they're constantly working on it, and so. we'll keep keep adjusting.
And there doesn't seem to be have been a play. I can't recall any where, like, he let someone out of his grasp.
No,
because
no,
he couldn't
I don't recall any missed tackles the last 2 weeks. You know, I think I said earlier that the old JP, there have been a couple of times he may have shed the offensive lineman or shed the tight end off of him and made a play that he may not have made, but you know, in the last 2 weeks. But other than that, he's been – I just got to keep him playing fast and we keep adjusting with his hand, and I think it'll in the long run it'll be all right.
With DeMontre, there's been a lot of talk about his reputation.
Mm-hmm.
Is it kind of a catch-22 that he needs to play a lot to lose the reputation, but if he's on the field – there's a chance that he's
going to
get called.
Yeah, well, you know, he's got to be smarter about it, but also then, you know, when we send in the league, then you know that they agree that it may not have been, you know, some of those calls have been, you know, they've agreed that it may not have been, should have been called. So, but he's got to be smart about it because he is a marked man. I mean, he's had a reputation of hitting quarterbacks, and so they're going to be watching him close. So he's got to be smarter about it, and. He's got to take advantage of his opportunities when he's out there. And yesterday he had about 20 snaps. I thought he did some good things yesterday. They were, you know, on the edges, they were chipping on the edges a lot. So, you know, it's hard to grade a guy off of that when you're getting chipped every play.
Do